I mean, isn't that common today that with companies you see policies or words and promises are given, but they don't really follow through? Is Jesus really about a whoever policy? I mean, the world that we live in, there are a lot of broken promises. I think about return policies. Are you guys looking forward to return policies for Christmas? Do you think the companies are going to follow through on every return policy they offer? I remember a time back when I bought some shoes and the return policy said, you have 30 days to return the shoes. I thought that was fine. Brought the shoes home, exercised in them once or twice, and realized that I didn't really feel all that comfortable in them, and made the decision to take up the company and take them back with that return policy. Handed the shoes back over to the clerk, and the clerk said, there's a scuff on these shoes. Did you wear these shoes? And I had to admit, yeah, and I didn't feel comfortable, and it's within 30 days, I'm returning them. And the clerk responded, well, that's not under the policy. If you wear the shoes, then you can't return them under the 30-day policy. Well, as I think about that, it's like, well, who would buy shoes and just have them sit and then after 20 days take them back? I mean, that is such a silly policy. Or how about this one? You go to a store and it says their policy is that they'll match their competitor's sale or their offer. Doesn't that make you feel good? But then you read the fine print and it says they'll only do it on a full moon day and on a multiple of 3 on the calendar. You know, this sort of thing. That's the world we live in. Policies are nice, but do people really follow through? Did Jesus follow through on a whoever policy? You know, as I investigate that, a beautiful thing about Jesus is that he did follow through on his whoever policy. I think about the time that he met a woman at the well in John chapter 5. This woman was the gossip of town. She had been divorced 5 times, had probably a half dozen children, and each child looked like they came from a different father, this sort of thing. She was scandalous, and people talked about her. She also had a boyfriend at the moment that Jesus met her, but you get the picture that the boyfriend also doesn't want to marry her because it's probably going to end like the previous 5 husbands. That's the picture John's gospel gives to us of this woman at the well. She shows up at the well to meet Jesus at the noon hour. The ladies in the community, they want to come early in the morning or later in the evening. They want to avoid her at all costs, but they love talking about her. And they love gossiping about her. That's their joy in life, is the way that this is told. And Jesus meets her. And I can imagine his disciples pulled out his policy and said, Jesus, you have this whoever policy, but you can't follow through with this. She's going to ruin your reputation. And you know what? She's a bunch of trouble, and she is a bunch of baggage. Walk away from her. Jesus not only had a policy of whoever, but he followed through. And he gave her his grace in a conversation there at the well. Think about Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19. This guy is a con artist, really, just being truthful. He looked for the opportunity to get a couple extra bucks from somebody and pocketed into his trousers or whatever he was wearing back in the day. He was a tax collector, and he showed up to Jesus, probably had a rich, fancy suit. He was very wealthy off the gifts that were given to him for his tax collecting. And at that moment that Jesus met Zacchaeus, Jesus actually invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house. I can imagine his disciples piped up and said, Jesus, are you really going to follow through with this whoever policy? This guy's a rich tax collector. He's going to ruin your reputation. Get rid of that policy. And Jesus honored his policy, whoever, whoever. My friends, as Jesus comes to you this Christmas, I want you to know what you're getting. We are living in a world in which people break promises so often that when we hear someone say something, I think we're to the point now where we expect them not to follow through. And when people offer policies, we pretty much count on there being fine print and they really won't follow through. That ain't Jesus. He gives a policy, he follows through. Whoever. His love is for whoever. That's good news for you, because this morning you may be a Puma person living in an Adidas world. There are a lot of topics that are dividing us, aren't there? You may be in a community in which you strongly believe something and everyone else really doesn't believe it. You may have friends right now that really are standing firm on a particular item or a particular issue, and you're not so firm about that. Why not even mention it? Church, it's different. The rhythms and routines of church are different, and you may have friendships that were kind of solid, and then all the rhythms were upset. Now it's kind of awkward and kind of different, this sort of thing. You may be a Puma person in an Adidas world. Remember Jesus' favorite word: whoever. No conditions, no qualifiers, whoever. And to show us that that is his way of offering his grace and mercy to us, as you receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ that you picked up here this morning, that's a whoever policy. Whoever drinks of my blood, whoever takes of my flesh, eats of my flesh, they will have eternal life. Whoever desires my mercy, whoever knows what this gift is, the essence and its benefits, has exactly what it receives. That's good news for you. Now, here's the other part of this. Here's the challenge for our congregation. You may be a Puma person living in a Puma community. That feels good because everyone agrees with you. You feel like you fit in. You feel like those deeply held beliefs are what everyone has. You feel like coming to church feels really good, and you feel very settled, and it's excellent. Apply Jesus whoever policy, however. In other words, there's probably someone around you that is wearing Adidas. You're checking shoes. I think you know what I'm saying. There are people who don't feel like they fit in for whatever reason. Jesus' mercy and grace is for them, my friends. How can we identify those people quietly in our hearts? Reach out to them so that they feel that they're a part. Use words like, you can contribute something, or I'm glad you're here, or I see in you something that's very special. By the way, we're doing this with the projects we're taking on here at Peace, with Vine of Moses Tree, and with sponsoring a family through Love, Inc. We're identifying someone who doesn't feel like they don't really fit in with the community. We're identifying them and saying, you belong. It's a whoever policy. And the bottom line is this, of our church at Peace Lutheran. What we want for our church and for every member of our church is that we're just not a church that offers policies, but we're a church that offers whoever policies and follows it through with action and deed for whoever wants Jesus' grace. Let's pray about that before we head into a prayers and the gift of the sacrament. Dear friends, today, dear Heavenly Father, today is a day where we are gathered with friends and we have heard a strong word about your policy, whoever. Lord, keep our hearts pure from bringing division and discord and really being open to sharing your grace with whoever desires it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.